The Longmont City Council presented the results of the 2022 City of Longmont Community Survey during a study session last night. Residents who took the survey expressed generally positive views about the city. Of the 47.5% of residents that said they would be extremely likely to recommend Longmont as a good place to live, 54% called homelessness a major issue and only 23% stated that they had sufficient accessibility to affordable housing. Additionally, 42% were satisfied with police enforcement's prevention of crimes and only 36% were satisfied with the enforcement of traffic laws. The City of Aurora has launched a new website to help new residents locate available housing. The website presents rental listings and other resources, including a directory with homelessness resources, shelter information, veteran services, and job postings. The city used federal pandemic relief funds to launch the site, which is online at www.myhousingsearch.com/aurora. Colorado's Neighborhood Intervention and Violence Prevention Reporting Program, Safe to Tell, released an annual report yesterday. The report found that suicide and bullying continue to rank as the highest threats for schools and neighborhoods. Safe to Tell is a Colorado-wide violence intervention and prevention program for youth and community members created in 2004 to anonymously report threats to their own and others' safety. According to a press release, Safe to Tell received about 19,000 calls in the last year, which is an almost 70% increase from the year before and the highest number since before the pandemic. RTD will offer 2 free fare days to help Coloradans get to the polls. October 28th, which is National Vote Early Day, and the November 8th election. Coloradans can ride the RTD for free. Voters can locate a drop box or voting center near them using govotecolorado.gov and plan their trip using RTD's trip planner on rtddenver.com or the app. A Denver nonprofit has acquired 2 former East Colfax motels. KGNU's Stacy Johnson has more.
The Fax Partnership, a nonprofit, announced yesterday it acquired 2 East Colfax motels last month to provide temporary shelter for families experiencing homelessness. The motels are the Westerner and Sand and Sage, located at the 8400 block on East Colfax. Following rehabilitation of the motel units, Volunteers of America of Colorado will partner with the Fax Partnership next year to provide housing and services for unhoused families. The nonprofit also plans on turning the motels into an affordable housing redevelopment for the East Colfax community beginning in 2028. The redevelopment will also include community-serving ground floor uses. The nonprofit said it purchased the properties with a diverse set of lenders. For KGNU, I'm Stacy Johnson.
Aurora police arrested a now former Denver police officer on Saturday. KGNU's Claire Purnell has more.
27-year-old Daniel Caballero is facing multiple criminal charges, including domestic violence and harassment, menacing, and prohibited use of weapons. The arrest affidavit indicates Aurora police received a call Saturday night reporting an armed person at a house in the 900 block of South Waco Way. The affidavit alleges Caballero was seen pulling his girlfriend's hair, leading to an altercation with the girlfriend's brother. Caballero then allegedly pulled out a handgun. Caballero lost his Denver Police Department job after the incident. For KGNU, I'm Claire Purnell.
Expect slightly warmer temperatures and sunny weather all throughout the Front Range today. There's also a hazardous weather warning as warm, dry, and gusty winds reaching up to 35 miles per hour will result in critical fire weather conditions. Officials advise that the public refrain from any burning or outdoor activities that may cause a spark. In Boulder, a high of 76 and a low of 42. In Denver, a high of 75 and a low of 44. In Fort Collins, a high of 78 and a low of 38. For KGNU, I'm Christian Garibay.